So as we have mentioned many times, how much truma do you have to give? Min ha-Torah, very little. Chita achas peteres ha-sakri. Even one kernel of wheat patters a whole pile. But Chazal gave us guidelines. We learned about it before, but now we'll see it in the Mishnah. Shear truma. What's the shear of how much truma you have to separate? Sakta Mishnah, ayin yafa, one who has an ayin yafa. He likes to give. He has enough from giving. He understands when you give, you're actually getting. Is echad me'arba'in, 1/40. Remember the rule, when it comes to fractions, the lower the number, the more you're giving. Like 1/40 of 100 is 2.5. Beshamim, the Beshamim say mishloishim. An ayin yafa gives 1/30, which is even more. Vayter sakta Mishnah v'habeinin is an average person gives me chamishim, 1/50. So 1/50 of 100 would be 2, because 2 times 50 is 100. V'ara, and someone who's a miser, a person who's what's called a kamtzen, he's a tsar ayin, bothers him to give. He gives me shishim, 1/60. 1/60 of 100 is a little bit more than 1.5. Now, don't make a mistake, says the Batanura. The Beshami say that an ayin yafa gives 1/30. These words of Abeinus Mechamishim, this is not a continuation of the Beshami. This is back to the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds the medium person gives 1/50. The ayin ra gives 1/60. But the Beshami would disagree with those numbers also. They hold an average person gives at least 1/40. And this ayin ra, this kamsen, he gives at least 1/50. So what happens, I'm being mafresh truma, and let's say I'm an average person, I give 1/50. Nah, why shouldn't I be an ayin yafa? Let's say I'm an ayin yafa, I give 1/40. Either one. But here I am, I'm separating truma. I was trying to take out 1/40 or 1/50. Taram, but v'ala b'yadei echad mishishim. 1/60 came up in my hand. Zakta mishna truma. So what I have in my hand now is truma. V'einet zarech litra. I don't really have to separate any more truma. I gave the minimum amount. It's not that I wanted to give so little. I really wanted to give more, but this is what came up. Now remember, when you separate truma, you're doing it with an estimation, so it's hard to know. I thought I was giving 1/40, thought I was giving 1/50. It turns out it's only 1/60. Okay, so leave it. Or aklapadam, I could leave it. It's truma. If chazav ahoysef, if he went back, and he added to the truma that he already was mafrish. Let's say I said, I feel bad, I usually give 1/50. I usually give 1/40. So I went back to take more. So I'm actually making problems for myself. Because I'm going to have to realize that this extra that I'm adding, chayav b'maisras. When you give truma to the kayan, you don't have to take off maisras from that truma. Remember, you give truma before you give maisras. There's no din the kayan has to take off maisras and give it to the levi. The Levi has to take off Trumas Maaser and give it to the Kayan. But there's no din that the Kayan takes off Maaser and gives it to the Levi. The Truma is actually Potter on Maaser. Now, I tried to do 1/40 or 1/50. I miscalculated, came up 1/60. So the Truma is Chal. If I'm going to try to add more now, I have to remember that that's Mechuyev in Maaser. Being that it's not really Truma what I'm adding, it's like taking from anywhere else in the pile, it's mechuyev and maisres. I was already yoitze truma. Vayter says the Mishnah, ola b'yadim yishishim ve'echad. I was trying to be a good person. I was trying to take off 1/50 or 1/40. Instead, I came up with meishishim ve'echad, 1/61. One part in 61 came up in my hand. That's even less than 1/60. Remember, with fractions, the bigger the number, the less it is. 1/60 out of 100 is 1.666. 1/61 out of 100 is 1.639, so on. So, ola b'yadim yishishim ve'echad. In other words, I accidentally took out even less than 1/60. Not even what the tsar ayin gives. Not even what the ayin ra gives. So let's say, as the Batanur explains, in my pile there were 61 sa. And I took out a sa. That's less than 1/60. 1/60 of 61 would be more than a saw. And I only have a saw. Zakta Mishnah here, truma. What I took out is truma. But in this case, because what I took out is less even than the minimum amount, the din is, v'yachzer v'yitroim k'mayshu lamed. He should have to go back and be mafish more truma until he reaches the normal amount that he gives, the regular amount that he gives. So let's take the previous mashal that the batanura gave us. The pile had 61 sa, and he only takes out a sa. So what does he usually give? If he usually gives a 60th, so he should add another 60th of a sa. If he usually gives a 50th, so we're going to look at it this way. You have over here 61. You took out one sa. You usually give a 50th. So the one sa you took, that's mesaken 50 sa. But there's another 11 sa here, because you have 61 sa. So you have to give truma now on the other 11 sa. Give another 50th of the 11 sa. Again, there's 61 sa here. He took out one sa, and he usually gives a 50th. So we're going to look at it this way, to make things simpler. You usually give a 50th. So your one sa would cover 50 sa. That's the 50th. But you have 61 over here. So you have to now give another 50th of 11 sa. Zok the Mishnah. When you're cheshbening out over here, what you usually give, because you took too little, that could be bemida. You can measure how big it is, or bemishko. You can weigh it, or beminyan, or count it. Remember what we learned earlier. When it comes to truma, it's done by estimating. You estimate the amount of truma you want to separate. We don't use an exact measurement. But that's only when you start separating truma. But here, because I'm reaching a specific amount, I'm trying to make up the difference. Here you measure. You weigh, whatever you have to do. Count. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af shalom min amukaf. This extra truma that you're giving, to even out to the regular 150th that you usually give, let's say, this you can separate even from peiros that are not near the pile. The din that it has to be min amukaf near the pile is only when you first stop being mafresh truma. But not on the extra that you're adding on, says Rabbi Yehuda, but the Batanura tells us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that the shear of truma midrabanan, midraisa, chita achas, peteras, esakri, midrabanan, and ayin yafa, a person that's in a divlev, a good person. He gives a 40th. Mishami say a 30th. Tanakama says that an average person gives a 50th, and ayin ra gives a 60th. Let's see, I'm a 50th person. I'm a Beini, or I'm a Lev Toiv, I'm an Ayin Toiv. I normally give a 40th. Then I scooped it up, and it came out to be a 60th. Even though 60th is for a Tsar Ayin, and I'm not a Tsar Ayin, but Lamaisa, it is the minimum amount. I passed the threshold of the minimum amount, so I say it's Truma, you don't have to give any more. And if I do give more, I have to remember that I'm going to take up more Truma, you have to take off Maisa from that, because I was already Yoitz of the Truma. The truma is not mechuyev in ma'aser. But if you're taking extra, which is not really truma, you have to take off ma'aser from it. Now, if let's say I was trying to give a 40th or a 50th, and by mistake came up even less than a 60th, a 61st chalik, meaning to say, if let's say out of 100 sa, I came up with less than 1.6, less than a 60th, so what I took out is truma. But here, I should be mashlim, take out enough afterwards so that it equals what I usually take, a 40th or a 50th, and this you can measure, you can weigh, even though the original truma, you're supposed to just estimate. Rabbi Yehuda says that this truma that you're taking, to even it out, could even be if the truma and what you're taking it for aren't near each other, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.